Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go. I'm really excited about the show today. I actually call her my co-host. We're going to have Mindy Patterson on. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and see what we're going to talk about. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for the awesome God that you are. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and, Father, your forgiveness. Your forgiving nature, Father, it is so needed. We are such a wayward children sometimes. Father, we ask for your courage to make us a bold people, but with wisdom, that we will seek and know what to do and what to say in times, and protection. I ask for your watch care, Father, over those suffering from the storms and the earthquake in Mexico that recently happened. And Father, I pray that you will be the hiding place of those left behind in Afghanistan. Bring them home safely. And Father, I pray you will punish those who have put your children in harm's way. Oh, they are evil. May your wrath be upon them. Do not reward their lies and their greed, Father, but expose them all for the world to see. I am here, Abba Father, because you have placed me here. Use me. May I be your instrument for truth, courage, and hope. Bless today's show. Thank you for Mindy and for Mark and all that they do with through the Cavalry Group. It is for such a time as this that I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stacking the deck. A phrase used for cheating at card games. You have to win, so you stack the deck in your favor. The Democrats have been stacking the deck. They've perfected it. When it comes to winning elections and the theft of your liberties, Republicans are not innocent of this either. Why do you think those bills have thousands of pages? The recent infrastructure bill has well over 2,000 pages. What is hidden in those stacked papers? And who will benefit from all the words jumbled on them, on those 2,700 pages? The alphabet departments of bureaucracy is another stacked deck against we the people. Those unelected but appointed employees are making regulatory decisions and trying to push them off as law, mandating this and that. Completely unconstitutional and proof we the people have lost control of our representation. The permits, the license, the fines, the mandates, the regulations, they're all meant to put your independent business in decline. While the elected officials will say they are for the middle class, they're for small business, the ones who are hurt by these things are the businesses, and their businesses are destroyed, are the middleman and the small independent businesses that they claim they want to protect. They are going after rural Americans and rural America. All those in livestock and animal industry, all those who own land, maybe generations of family-owned farms. That's why that's too privileged, and it's not fair, so they will legislate that away. No longer will you be able to pass along the family farm. It's hidden somewhere in those 2,700-page document that will end inheritance in family farms, businesses. NGOs, the non-government agencies, influences our legislators in a huge way. HSUS, ASBCA, AFIS, not to mention the radical green folks who are the chicken little screaming and demanding regulations and mandates, fines, and all kinds of ridiculous, so the world will not end. And for trillions of dollars, we can save the world, the climate change. Well, we might end mankind, though. That's Beth's opinion. Connect the dots and follow the money, and you'll see it isn't about safety. It isn't about saving animals. It isn't about fairness. It's about socialism, communism. They want it all, and only government and mega corporation should have anything. Bureaucracy is not liberty. Bureaucracy is not just one line of red, a long line of red tape. It's unconstitutional, and it leads to more government and less you. Less of we the people. No independence. All dependent on government. In a republic, we're supposed to be the government. The truth is, you don't need government. They need you. And they will take all you have to keep their power and build their wealth. Take action, America. Now is the time. Now is not the time for the Sunshine Patriots. We talked about that yesterday. We need summer soldiers committed to our constitutional republic. They stack the deck. That it's true. Let's call them out and own the cards, because you do. We welcome Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Mindy, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I am excited to be with you again. It's the fastest hour ever.
It is.
You know what? I have got to tell you, I always think this after your introduction. Every single time I'm on your show and every day I listen to you, your introductions are so perfect. And today's was so spot on, so packed with a concentrated explanation of everything going on. And if anybody is paying attention to what's going on in the world and leaning into what is really happening behind the screen, so to the smoke screen that is happening with this administration, I'm telling you, it just hit every point of what is happening. I loved what you just said about how more government and less you. That pretty much sums it up.
It sums it up beautifully. And I don't think people really understand it altogether. People are getting a clue, and the people out in rural America, they know. They're fighting the fight. But they need to get active. And yesterday we talked about, and of course, the Sunshine Patriot, that's out of Thomas Paine's Common Sense,
the first chapter.
He did several of them. And, you know, it's true. We can't be all things to all people. We have to stand. We have to draw that line in the sand, and we have to stand there and fight. We can't.
Well, and also, I have to add what you said about the Democrats and some Republicans cheating to get what they want. They can't get their way unless they cheat and lie and steal elections. And we're in big trouble. I was just telling Mark earlier today that if we don't pass election integrity laws in this upcoming state legislative session in 2022, if we don't wrap that up in every state, we are in dire. I mean, you think we're in dire straits now? If we don't have fair and honest elections, how can we be a representative republic if we don't have fair elections?
Yeah, and you know,
we're seeing what happens.
I know you were originally from the state of California, and they're getting ready to have a recall. And I've got a couple of articles here, but I didn't get to read them in depth, that they're going to stack the deck there. The Democrats are already working to fix it. They're going to rig the election for that recall.
I know.
They know they've lost it. I mean, Larry Elder is just sweeping this. And I think he'll be a great governor. But
I do, too.
If it doesn't go that way, I think people are going to be mad. Maybe we should have a section over here. Everybody who voted for Larry, everybody who voted for a recall, stand over here. And everybody who didn't, stand over there. And then see if those numbers go coordinate with what the Democrats are going to tell us to happen.
We need to use the purple finger.
Absolutely. Now, which finger? We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Our guest today, our co-host today, is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Are you a person who lacks energy, gets sick often, maybe you're overweight, or just don't feel up to par? You're probably lacking a significant amount of minerals. Try Immuno 150, a comprehensive and powerful antioxidant supplement that contains 70 plant trace minerals and 80 well-tested synchronized nutrients. 150 in all. If you want to improve your health and strengthen your immune system, Immuno 150 may be the answer. Visit the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Or, for more information or to place an order, call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. I urge you to try Immuno 150 if you want to improve your immune system.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Mindy sent me a list of all these bills that are coming up that we need to be very alert about and we need to take action on. And I don't know where you want to begin, Mindy. I do want to make sure we get to the 30-30. I have asked some people to listen in regards to that because that is a grave concern to them as well. I know they have livestock too, but they've had a lot of trouble with land, dealing with the Corps of Engineers here on the Missouri River. And
They
have been in a battle, and I have asked him to listen in, but he was in a meeting. You know that feeling. And so I hope he gets to listen later. But I do want to talk about that before we get done today. But I don't know where you want to begin.
Absolutely.
If you want to begin on a happy note, or let's just go hit them. Whatever you want to do.
Let's just go hit them. Well, the first thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to touch upon, yes, there's a lot of federal bills. And it's just I'm actually going to have to go to D.C. here for several months in a row this fall and to represent our members' interests. And who are all animal-related businesses, as you know, and cattle, from cattle ranchers to dog breeders to exotic animal owners, deer farmers, and so forth across the country. And there is a federal bill that literally impacts everybody, from farmers and ranchers to exotic animal owners, dog breeders, you name it. It's in here. And, you know, I don't need to go into the detail into all of them because they're all bad, and it's all the same.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all the same. I've been you've been so generous to have me on your show now for about 10 years.
I was going through that list of bills today, and I was thinking, we need to have you on once a week, just to, at least if it's even only one segment, just to concentrate on one bill and tell everybody what is going on in that one bill. And, you know, it's just crazy. You know, I was included in an email this week, over the weekend. Actually, I think they were shooting them out on Monday, and I was not in the office. I was out playing. And it was just right and left what they were trying to do. And this is a CO2 coalition. They used to be with me on a regular basis, and they're trying to figure out the best way to communicate. Of course, I think come back to me, you know. But they're just as frustrated. The leader of that, the chairman there, or the whatever they call him, president, he went to Pennsylvania to talk to him about this one bill that's going there, and he tried to talk sense into these Pennsylvania legislatures, and they still voted against the coal industry. Why do you think that is? Because they're getting money from these others. Yes. That's why. It's about the money.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just...
The facts don't matter. What I was just explaining to somebody this morning, because they went on our website, and you can go onto our website and click the Take Action tab.
Absolutely.
And there is a drop-down menu specifically that lists all the federal bills. And during state legislature time, we keep track of all the state bills. And we also keep track of local ordinances that at the local level, the leftists really sneak into city councils and county commissioner spots, and they are running roughshod even at the local level. So it's important for everybody to pay attention. But here's my synopsis. I'll just, you know, briefly, this applies to every bill that we're fighting at the federal level right now. There is no crisis to solve. There is no crisis.
No.
They're trying to let the American people believe that there is a crisis in animal welfare across the United States. So they're coming hard with these emotionally charged animal rights bills and legislation that wants the American people to believe that these bills must pass because we're solving a crisis in animal welfare. We don't have a crisis in animal welfare. I was just explaining to somebody this morning about all this legislation, and they figured it out themselves. They said, well, it behooves the business owner or the farmer or rancher or the carriage horse owner or the dog breeder to take great care of their animals. Otherwise, they don't have a business. Well, there you go. People who are paying attention understand that basic principle. And with that principle, we don't need all this legislation to over. And, you know, people need to understand, too, that all these bills only hurt the law abiding. It's not going to those who are already not abiding by current laws aren't going to abide by more laws. That's the one thing that frustrates me with lawmakers. They don't seem to understand that more laws are not going to impact those already in violation of current laws. I mean, it's ridiculous. But again, all the key phrase here is emotionally charged. People are voting with either they're getting paid, these lawmakers are getting paid, or they're voting with their, you know, the bleeding heart influence from the left that are lying to tug at the heartstrings of people.
And that's what the ASPCA does with these commercials. I've noticed they've really got them out there again right now. And HSUS, they pull at the heartstrings. Nobody wants to see a suffering animal. And I told my husband, I said, they probably made those animals suffer just so they could make their commercials.
Exactly.
But there is a crisis. I will disagree with that. The crisis is Congress. The crisis is their democracy they keep screaming about, and the crisis is the communist bureaucrats that they have put in place.
Yes.
There is a crisis, but it isn't the people, it isn't the weather, and it isn't people hurting animals. Are there people hurting animals? Yes, there always will be. But there are laws. There are already laws on the books.
We need to enforce the laws we already have in place. We don't need more laws. The problem is, too, is that people need to understand that these animal rights groups and environmental extremist groups raise money when they introduce these bills. They, you know, as you can see by this long list of legislation that I sent you, you know, they're all in all, I mean, I just sort of went to the bills that are advancing. But all in all, there's about 24 pieces of legislation at the federal level right now that negatively impact farmers and ranchers, the equine industry, the pet industry, biomedical research, all these things that Americans have been, these wonderful industries that people have been revering and taking, enjoying for centuries. And now they're being vilified through this legislation. And these animal rights groups raise money on the back of these, the propaganda that goes hand in hand with this legislation. There, and one of the things that I'm glad you brought up the corruption end of things, because one of the things that's happening right now, hand in glove with this federal legislation, is my head could spin off my shoulders. I'm so angry right now about the fact that the USDA is not standing up for their licensees.
They are not doing
anything to protect their licensees. If you're required to be licensed, whatever your animal enterprise might be, and you're required to be licensed by USDA, what's happening is the ASPCA and other animal rights groups are submitting what's called a FOIA request, or Freedom of Information Act request, which originated, by the way, to provide transparency of government, not to the American people. And this FOIA system has been hijacked by these animal rights groups, and they're submitting FOIA requests on private information of these animal enterprise owners to get information. They may as well be trying to get your tax records. I mean, it's private information on how many dogs somebody sells or how much money they make annually. And that's the information they're FOIA requesting. Why? To vilify these businesses, because, you know, there is a big push by the left right now, as we all know, that wants to vilify people making a profit by raising, breeding, and working with animals. I mean, these are business owners. These are people. Why wouldn't they make a profit in business? You know, you and I would say, well, they're being vilified for making any kind of a living, raising animals for a living. And so this private information is going to be released to these groups that have nothing but nefarious intentions to harm these individual business owners. And one of the exemptions that has been a protection under the Freedom of Information Act has been overturned by a liberal judge that was ruling on a case brought forth by the ASPCA in a southern New York Supreme Court district. Supreme Court judge in New York that basically ruled in favor of the ASPCA to overturn this exemption to protect licensees of USDA from FOIA. And this is what's happening right now that most Americans are unaware of. And we are basically having to push back on this. Shame on the USDA for not protecting their licensees.
Absolutely. And they know that Americans can't keep up with them. That's why
yes,
they make
they
bills that are 2,700 pages long. They don't even care. And as long as they're getting a little money in their pockets, their little satin pockets, you know.
Yes.
We're headed into a break. We're going to have to say we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I don't want anybody to think that they can't do something, because we want you to take action. So, Mindy, I want to go back up from what I said before. Legislators, they respond to two things: money and votes. We haven't got money to give them, but they have to have those votes before they can be in place to get that money. So we need to start pulling rank on these legislators and what they're doing. And I noticed on a lot of these bills, there wasn't too many Republicans on any of them. Not that they'd have made any difference, but I was thinking of the H.R. 4421, the farm system reform bill.
Yes. Yes.
Cory Booker's on there. When's the last time you think he walked on a farm?
Well, he's on the Agriculture Committee.
Yeah. When's the last time any of them walked on a farm?
Exactly. He knows nothing about agriculture.
Absolutely.
Zero about producing food animals.
So therefore nothing. We have no representative there, do we?
No. No. No, and for the most part, like you say, there are co-sponsors signing on to the bill that are primarily Democrats. But as you also said in your introduction today, there are bad Republicans. And quite honestly, as you and I have talked about before, I'm of the very strong opinion that the latest push in recent years, even at the state level, has been for Democrats to run as Republicans so that they can do the bidding for the left. I have witnessed that in so many states,
wow,
including Missouri and Texas. I mean, just, we have got to unseat these people. There has to be an uprising.
Well, Sass in Nebraska.
Yes.
What kind of Republican is he? Once in a while he throws a Republican vote in there. But he's the one that led the pack to get cool out. What did that do for Nebraska cattlemen? I mean, what are these people thinking? And Romney's never been on a farm. He's not going to represent anybody on a farm. And Booker, he's a spoiled city kid. And I'm not trying to offend any city folks. They just don't know.
That's why your show is so important, Beth Ann. No one else
Thank
is talking
you.
About this. No one. This is ground zero. Your show is critical because people are busy working, trying to make a living. They don't have time to, as you said, read a 2,700-page bill or zero in and pay attention to what's really going on in their state legislature. You know, you are paying attention and sifting through all the critical information for your listeners.
Well, we don't have enough time in this hour to get it done, and I don't talk about it enough. When you're here, we get really at it. But then it gets back to the stupid current events, and it is so scary what's going on right now.
It is.
But
it
somewhere
is.
Within this, and I don't want to dwell on this because I want you to get back to what you've got going on, but somewhere within that 2,700 pages, I haven't read it. I haven't got enough money to print the paper off. But it's going to take away the passing along of the generations of family farm. They want to do away with that. And I've heard that that is in that. I don't know for sure that it is. But
there's a lot of bad stuff in that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, infrastructure bill or whatever they want to call it. You're referring to the infrastructure bill.
Yes. I was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $1 trillion. I mean, it has just gotten ridiculous. And they're just spending our money working to drive us into the ground. It's our money.
I've come to the conclusion nobody is as stupid as they behave. It is intentional. The Afghanistan mess, I believe it was intentional. They don't care. If they cared, they go back after. They admit, we messed up, and they go back after the people. If they cared, they wouldn't have brought so many over here without vetting them. And what I heard is they're turning them loose in swing states.
Yes.
So
this is all intentional. It is to throw us off balance. There's no possible way that one group or one person can track everything that is happening culturally, legislatively, you know, politically. It's impossible. They're trying to overwhelm the system, and that is intentional. It's all by design, as you have talked about every day. It's out of control.
I saw a Babylon Bee just before I went on the air. I didn't read it, just the title, and it says, "Impeach whoever's telling Biden what to do."
I do love the Babylon Bee.
Oh,
they're getting better by the day.
You got to laugh, even though, unfortunately, their satire is so close to true. Let's get back on these bills, and I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you on that.
One of the things that's not a bill that I want your listeners to understand, USDA is out of control. They're running amok. And they, one of the things that I sent you to review is something that's called the American Rescue Plan. And that's the other thing. You know, in under the heading of discernment, you know, what they name these things, it sounds like it's just such a great idea. Oh, that sounds great, the American Rescue Plan. Well, it is.
And it's not what's going on in Afghanistan, is it? It's not that rescue plan.
It is not. It's not the correct rescue. This rescue, in quote, air quotes, is basically being funded through USDA with $300 million from American taxpayers. And again, it's called the American Rescue Plan that is funding to conduct surveillance for COVID and other emerging and zoonotic diseases that are susceptible in animals, to build an early warning system to alert the public health partners to potential threats so they can take steps. You know, what a bunch of baloney. What exactly does that mean? Inserted in the language of this, you know, piece of pork and ridiculousness is basically steps to ban hunting. They're trying to create this fake crisis that is going to do nothing but instill fear in the American people that animals of all kinds in the wild, in captive human care, and all these things are carrying COVID, the COVID virus, and could be a threat to people. And, you know, if you look at this at the 40,000-foot view, as you and I always tend to do, you know, gee, what could go wrong? Well, a lot of things could go wrong. It could end up destroying our you know, they're going to say, oh, well, we are detecting COVID on your ranch. We have to destroy all your animals.
Well,
you know, or we're detecting COVID in your zoo. We have to destroy all your zoo animals, your kennel, your whatever it is.
We have to take it over.
This is the hammer to destroy animal enterprise.
And I'm going to ask my listeners, and, you know, we've lost friends and loved ones. We know of people that have been taken because of COVID. So it is
real.
But
it is.
We have not seen bulldozers digging mass graves. And I'm going to read this from Vilsack in this article that you sent. It says up to 75% of emerging infectious diseases in humans can also impact the health of animals. We've seen this link firsthand with COVID-19. Oh, really? How many mass graves have we had with puppy dogs and kitty cats and cattle from COVID-19?
Right.
I haven't heard of any.
I haven't either. But they're
but apparently it's a crisis.
You know, and they're using
that we need surveillance
for. $300 million. $300 million to do what?
To surveillance.
With our tax?
Yeah.
Yeah, with our tax money. This is crazy.
To keep an eye on what you're doing.
It's out of control. Out of control.
Totally.
And to go back to the federal stuff, the bills, the 30 by 30 land grab that Biden put forth in an executive order earlier this year.
14008. I got that one memorized.
Yes. yeah. No, well, it's 14008. It basically expands federal land ownership by, quote-unquote, conserving 30% of our lands and waters by 2030. That's only 9 years from now. You know, and basically what it means is handing more private property. And this, believe me, private land ownership is not exempt from the land grab.
No, it's not. That's what they're after.
Is it already?
Yes. And that's what they're after. They're after the private land. Yeah, it's the fastest hour of the day. We're headed into the final break. I have to apologize. Seems like we go all the way around everything. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Folks, this is serious stuff. Go to her website. It's thecavalrygroup.com, and we'll tell you a little more about that when we come back. Thank you.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, is the keynote speaker for Vitae Foundation's Kansas City Pro-Life event. Holtis had the honor of announcing the last two Super Bowls and is the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. In 2020, Mitch was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year, his eighth time receiving this prestigious award. His work has been featured on both ESPN and Fox Sports, and he has won three Emmys from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Today, Mitch uses his voice to defend life and inspire others to do the same. Holtis supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. See Mitch Holtis at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, at the Sheraton Overland Park Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas, at Vitae Foundation's annual Kansas City Pro-Life event. That's Mitch Holtis on September 24th in Overland Park, Kansas. Register today at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. Mindy, give your website and tell folks how they can go take action. And which one, there's one there's one we support, if I remember correctly, and the rest of them we are against. And let's go ahead and give your website and tell them how to do that.
Of course. The website is www.thecavalrygroup.com, and Cavalry is C-A-V-A-L-R-Y, thecavalrygroup.com. Go to the page, to the Take Action tab at the top there. Click that, and there's a bunch of drop-down menus. There's bills to oppose and bills to support. We have set up campaigns for both. All of the animal rights and extremist bills are the ones that we oppose, and we have set up a campaign to support the 30 by 30 Termination Act, which is basically a bill that's been brought forth by Congresswoman Boebert out of Colorado and Senator Marshall out of Kansas. Basically, it would nullify anything that Biden's executive order or 30 by 30 plan would bring forth. And it's important for your listeners to understand that this 30 by 30 plan, which Biden also calls the Tackling the Climate Crisis at Home and Abroad,
it's
referred to as the 30 by 30 plan, and it's nothing more than a land grab of private property across America. And I don't know if you remember under the Clinton administration, it all started with the Clintons.
Yes.
In 2001, there was a executive order called the Roads Rule, and it basically prohibited any access or management on about 58 million acres of private land. And that's where this all started, and basically put all of that land under the purview of the U.S. Forest Service. And ever since, they basically have done a very irresponsible job and poor management of that land, which is why we have had such hot, burning, devastating fires in the West. And why would we put more land, millions of acres, if this 30 by 30 plan were to go through, why would we put more land into the hands of the U.S. Forest Service that have done such a poor job of management? I mean, they've done no management. I mean, zero. And so why would we allow for that? And this executive order is not exempting private land ownership at all. If you have a ranch or property, you're at risk of falling under the purview of the 30 by 30 plan.
And if you got a creek behind your place, they're going after it.
Right.
And when they say protected or preserved, they're coming at you. You better beware. They're coming at you.
Well, what's really concerning about this, too, is that the Biden administration's executive order directs a task force. And I have grown to really dislike the phrase task force.
For reasons. For good reasons.
And they are basically forming a task force, which means it'll be a collaborative effort between the Department of Interior, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration, and the White House Council on Environmental Quality, that all comes together. Now, this is important. So this is where the punchline is right here. You know how you and I have talked about Agenda 21 and how they implement this at the local level?
Yes.
You know, yes, the 30 by 30 plan will be a sweeping overtaking of private property and land ownership, but this task force is called America the Beautiful, which doesn't that just sound so nice? It's all wrapped up in a pretty bow.
Want to sing a song or something?
Is to pursue locally led and voluntary nationwide effort to implement the 30 by 30 plan. So again, this under this task force, they're going to be implementing this at the local level. City councils, county councils, pay attention to what is going on locally.
It's a nationwide effort to conserve, connect, and restore the lands and waters and wildlife, and to restore 30% of our land and waters by 2030 for the sake of our economy, for the sake of our health, for the sake of our well-being. They're so dramatic.
That's
danger right there.
Very much so. So basically, that's code for we're going to strip land ownership and private property from people who grow and raise our food. Where will we grow our food, our fiber, our fuel, have access to water? You know, like you mentioned, you've got that creek in the backyard. You've got a pond. I mean, the U.S. has been re-implemented by Biden as well. That's going to fall under this as well. This is bad news. So we have put together, under the Take Action tab, if you drop down to the menu of bills to support, we have the 30 by 30 Termination Act that must be supported. If you could encourage your listeners to go to that tab and have them send emails. We've made it as easy as possible for people to read about the bill and send their letters to their congressional representative and senators in their state to oppose this. This has to be stopped. So,
do you know when this will be voted on? Do you have any idea?
This particular bill, 30 by 30 Termination Act, I don't. I mean, under this current administration and the way things are right now, I don't know that it'll even be heard. But I think that if we wake up all the congressional members and senators as much as possible, we could at least slow it down until we can take back the Senate and take back the House. If we can get rid of Nancy Pelosi at the helm of the House and, you know, bump her out of her Speaker of the House seat, which is critical. It is critical that we take it back next year's election if it's possible.
Normal plastic surgery and she may be gone.
I love that. Well, that is a fact.
We could only hope, huh?
Well, all of this it just feels futile because there are so many things that are rigged, you know.
We do feel overwhelmed.
Nancy Pelosi has rigged everything in the House, and she has what's called a consensus calendar so that if a bill has 290 co-sponsors for 25 consecutive days, it bypasses a committee hearing and goes straight to the House floor for a vote. That is robbing the American people of how legislation should be passed, where we have vigorous debate and discussion in committee hearings. And I'm sorry, she's robbing the American people of their voice by pushing the census calendar.
She has claimed that the Capitol is the temple of democracy, and I have stated that she is the head prostitute of the temple of democracy. They are there to rape you of your liberties and your freedoms, and they're doing it. It's not even one bill at a time, because these bills are just pumped full of stuff that they're going to take away from you. They're going to surveil you. They're going to rob you, strip you of everything. One of the main things in the Communist Manifesto is to take the private property, and they're out to do it. The music's playing. We're out of time, Mindy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
We will post that, and we will encourage people tomorrow as well as the next day to go to your website and to take action to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit powerthefuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. Powerthefuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.